The Alzheimer's Society of BC is looking for volunteers for its Minds in Motion program. The program runs Thursdays from 9:45 to 11:45 and is a fitness and social program designed for people diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease or another dementia. It also includes a friend, family member, or care partner for each participant. College and university students are welcome to apply. For more information on becoming a volunteer with the Alzheimer's Society's Minds in Motion program, email ldecroos@alzheimerbc.org.
Forecast from Environment Canada for today: increasing cloudiness with widespread smoke, wind from the northwest at 20K, a high of 23 with a high UV index. Tonight, mainly cloudy with widespread smoke and a 40% chance of showers, a risk of thunderstorms early in the evening, northwest winds gusting to 50, a low of 10. On Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud, a 30% chance of showers in the morning with gusting northwest winds becoming light, a high of 22 and a high UV index. Thank you for tuning in for Tune Up with Deb, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Now back to your host, Deb Ross.
Just before the break, we were talking about how to start a spending plan, how to craft a spending plan, and then how to use it moving forward. Now, my last comment had to do about how creating a spending plan together with our partners could be very helpful to our relationship. So I'd like to talk about money and relationships for a few minutes. Money fights are often about value systems that each of us has as individuals conflicting with our partner's individual value systems. Now, there are unique value systems that each of us ascribe to. Some of us may value having a particular type of food in our fridge. Others of us may value having a particular car or a particular type of car in the garage. Others, it's where we live, the type of house we live, the type of vacations we take, if we take vacations at all. Now, when you get into a relationship with someone and you're in a committed relationship, there's going to be some hiccups that need to be talked through, ironed out, so that instead of each of us subscribing to our own individual value systems, that we can let go of that and define and embrace a new value system, the us value system, as opposed to the me value system. Now, it's not about losing our identity, not at all. It's about redefining what's important to us as a couple, since our the direction that we're headed in, we're headed together, not separate. Sometimes our very best intentions don't turn out exactly the way that we planned. So I'd like to read a simple and yet very common story about a couple who sincerely wanted to avoid using a spending plan. So their names are Jim and Jane. They have been happily married for about 10 years. They've got two kids, ages 7 and age 9. Now, Jane had always wanted to be a full-time mom, and they thought that they could quite easily manage the household solely on Jim's income. So Jane has been a stay-at-home mom since the birth of their first child, and she very much enjoys being the stay-at-home mom. For the past few years, household spending has been getting increasingly out of hand. Now, all four credit cards are near their limits, for a total of about $40,000 of credit card debt. Now, at first, Jane thought she might be interested in setting up a spending plan. So she and Jim sat down together to try to get their spending under control. After going through a few of the tips in terms of putting their expenses on paper, it just ended up creating a fight, creating tension, and they decided that it really wasn't worth going through that difficult discussion to bring a spending plan together. Just made more sense for Jane to go back to work for a while, at least until the cards were paid off and they were able to build up a bit of a nest egg. That was their conclusion after a fight. With the children in school now, it might be fun to go back to work, Jane thought. And that would be the best way that the couple could avoid the work, the preparation, and the fights of following and creating a spending plan. Before long, Jane found suitable full-time employment. She was quite happy with the rate since she'd been out of the workforce for a while. She was able to secure a job for $18 per hour. The first thing she had to do was to arrange for childcare every weekday. That proved to be quite a chore, as a lot of the daycare providers were full. They had waiting lists, and she ended up having to find one that was quite a distance from their home, adding to some driving time that she knew that she was going to be having every morning. The cost of the childcare took quite a bit out of the new income stream. But at least there would be a bit of tax relief next spring to soften the blow, she thought. Then there were the extra transportation costs. The family had a second car, but Jane, being the stay-at-home mom, really hadn't been using it too much. Of course, taking the children to various activities and groceries, that was pretty much the extent of her traveling. The commute to work was long enough for her to listen to some news and to organize her thoughts for the day. The extra fuel and parking costs were not pleasant. But she was still glad to be bringing home enough extra money to make it all worthwhile. And they weren't fighting about the money anymore. Since Jane had been out of work for quite a while, she felt she needed to purchase some new clothes, some new shoes, and a few accessories to prepare herself for the new job. She also wanted to get her hair done, get some manicures in place, and have a steady schedule of these beauty routines. She hadn't done much shopping for herself over the past few years because she was trying to make an effort to curb the household spending. So she felt really pretty good about herself picking out these new outfits for her new job. After she was settled into her new job, she resolved to buy at least one new outfit each month. This made her feel good about herself, since she was making all this extra money anyways, and she felt she deserved it. During her years at home with the children, Jane hadn't gone out for lunch very often. She enjoyed preparing lunch with the children, teaching them how to make healthy meals for themselves. At first, she took a bag lunch to work to save the costs of buying lunch. But it wasn't too long before she was going out for lunch with her workmates, just once in a while, she calculated. Then, most days. Now, it was an unplanned expense, but she didn't really think too much about it and really didn't think it made much of a difference anyways. Monday through Friday, Jane was arriving home shortly after 6 p.m., and Jim was getting home about 6:30. Though they were both tired, they worked together to prepare a healthy supper for their family. That's how it started out, anyways. As time wore on, they needed a break from preparing meals, so they decided to order pizza and have a pizza night, but just once in a while. Before long, they were ordering takeout once a week, then twice a week, and then they got into the habit of it just being more often than they really thought they could afford. Now, none of these expenses is unusual. In fact, every expense I mentioned is very common. Now, if you start with Jane's net monthly income and subtract the net cost of the childcare, then subtract the cost of her transportation and that pesky monthly parking cost, then subtract the cost of a new outfit each month and the beauty treatments, then subtract the cost of buying lunch 4 days a week. Then subtract the cost of ordering out for the family 2, 3, sometimes 4 times per week. It wouldn't take too much of a work-related expense to bring the net value of Jane's new job to zero. She isn't bringing in an extra income stream. Instead, she's taken on a new hobby. An expensive hobby. Jim and Jane thought they wouldn't need a spending plan if Jane went back to work. But the catch is this. With greater cash flow and greater activity, there's a requirement for greater attention to a spending plan, not less. The likelihood that Jim and Jane will be able to pay off their credit card debt this way, let alone accumulate a nest egg for their future, is practically nil. Rather than trying to escape from a spending plan, they would be far better off using a spending plan to escape from their money management challenges. Now, if they had used a spending plan, Jim and Jane's story would have turned out to be very different. They really had just two goals, two good goals, and two very achievable goals. And they could have avoided the pitfalls and achieved those goals by using a spending plan. So let's review those goals. They had accumulated about $40,000 in credit card debt, and they wanted a nest egg. Very achievable goals, very good goals. Those pitfalls, however, are obvious in hindsight, and they would have not been derailed from them in reaching those goals with really just a little bit of planning and a more effort in terms of working through the conversation that they were not enjoying. The only good part of this story is that it's never too late to start using a spending plan. Hopefully, Jim and Jane have learned a valuable lesson, and now they can start all over again by sitting down and preparing the spending plan. Now, it will take a bit longer to achieve their goals, but they certainly can do it, and so can you. When using a spending plan, you get to decide what's important enough to warrant spending your money. Now, this is an interesting point, because who really makes the decisions about spending money? Now, we can think in our own hearts and our own minds that we make the decision spending money. But remember back the thousands of advertisements that we're bombarded with, and their whole point in bombarding us with those advertisements is to get us to make spending decisions without thinking. So who's doing the thinking if it's not us? Now, I don't particularly want an advertiser having access to my purse and my wallet and making my spending decisions for me. I very much want to be thinking. But let's face it, we're busy. We're tired. There's an awful lot of work that we do just to survive, never mind having to combat someone else trying to make spending decisions for us. When we sit down and be honest with ourselves and be honest about what is important to each of us individually, particularly when we get to sit down with our partners and have that conversation, not only do we as individuals make decisions, but we as couples make decisions. I find I'm a lot better at sticking to a decision when my husband and I have both together made that decision. And it's not necessarily about a pressure of accountability. It's about enjoying the process of making a decision together and reaching a goal together. And that's the type of conversation that I am encouraging each of us as individuals and as couples to have with ourselves, to really sit down, stop the world for a few minutes, really get down to what is truly important to us about our expenses, and have that conversation. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk again soon.
A half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.